Would you still call it a cork if it's made out of glass or plastic?
No. Of course, only good wine has corked.
Well, I don't mean for a wine bottle, but for any something that has the same function as a cork, but made out of glass or plastic.
Stopper.
Okay. And if, what would you call the amount of corn that you could take to the mill to be ground?
The amount of it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, because I never had occasion to do that.
Did you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn?
No.
And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a...
I said we had an arm load of wood.
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
He had a load of wood, half a load.
Did you ever hear a jag of wood?
Mm-hmm.
And if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was... doing what?
He was doing that what now?
If he had some wood in his wagon and he was driving along, he was going to unload the wood and go back for some more.
He was hauling.
And
hauling wood.
Say if there was a log across the road, you'd say, we tied a chain to it and we what it out of the road.
Pulled it off the road.
Or another word instead of pull, we did what?
Hauled it off the road.
Or using the word drag, you'd say we
dragged it off the road.
Huh?
Dragged.
Okay. You say we tied a chain to it and then we
dragged it off the road.
And you say we have already
drug it.
And you have to tie a chain to it in order to
drag it.
And nowadays if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a
now?
Uh-huh.
You put it in a paper bag. Craft bag.
What's something that flour used to come in?
Flour sacks.
What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
Well, a sack, when the flour used to come in, it used to be cloth,
mm-hmm.
I recall.
Would you ever call it a sack if it's made out of paper?
Oh, yeah. You can call it a sack. They call it, that's what they call them, sacks. But I associated a flour sack with something with the cloth.
But you'd say paper bag?
Paper bag.
Instead of paper sack?
Mm.
And something that beads used to come in?
The bead bag.
What do you call that rough brown cloth?
Corker sacks.
Huh?
Corker.
Okay.
Corker sack.
Any other name?
I don't think I already called corker sack.
What about toe sack?
It's hard to get now. Toe sack, yeah.
Is that the same?
Same thing.
Did you ever hear gunny sack or grass
yeah,
sack?
Yeah, I've heard of gunny, yeah.
Which
we used to call it croker. That's
about
the most common terminology.
And a big wooden thing that pickles used to come in.
Crock?
Or bigger. Or sometimes flour would come in at a couple of hundred pounds. What do nails come in? A little wooden
barrel.
Huh?
Call them a barrel.
Okay. And the thing that
crack
runs
barrel. Barrel. Pickle barrel.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
The rim.
Or what else? Do you remember a toy that they had in the late 50s or early 60s? It was a big ring. They call it a hula.
Hula ring, hula hoop.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't call it a hoop.
And something that beer would come in. If you buy it for a party. Little wooden thing.
Mug of beer?
A bigger.
Crockery? Crockery?
Or something that nails used to come in. Like a barrel on the smaller.
I know what you're talking about. It's a barrel, a small barrel. Keg.
Okay. And on a water barrel or a beer keg, the thing you turn to get the liquid out.
Stop it.
And what you turn out in the yard, you hook your hose up to.
Faucet.
And at the sink.
sink? You mean to cut the water on?
Uh-huh.
Call them water faucets.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece between the horses.
I don't know what to call that because I've never drove any horses.